99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 71 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Welcome to July. Welcome to short work week for many people, so that's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah.
And welcome also to new tolls on the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, that happening today.
You could have left that part out.
Well, I mean, it's not me. It's not me.
Well, but you just including the bad news in with the good.
I
you didn't even warn us.
I folded in like an expert baker.
Yeah.
I already started off the day Monday, July 1st in poor fashion. And I'll tell you why. Because I did, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but like when you get in the shower in the morning, which by the way, I didn't shower last night. I showered this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah. When you get in the shower in the morning, that is like cleansing everything and you start your day, right?
Yeah, you're starting over.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you take a shower and then you need to use the restroom afterwards, it's almost as if you need to hit reset on the day, go back to bed, wake up and do it again.
Did you feel unclean?
Yes.
Okay. What exactly happened when you had to use the restroom? Was it like explosive? What happened that you felt unclean again?
It was just one of those like a trust of some gas.
It was a cleansing of inside and out? You shower and then you cleanse the inside?
Well, you typically like to do that before you get in the shower.
Sure.
Right?
And that just didn't happen.
And then
for
you just and then you just, you know, you get everything.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And all so right. When that happens, it's just a rough start to the day.
Ooh.
And then of all days, my wife gets up to go pee.
Oh, gosh.
And she walks in and she's like,
bathroom.
I know, and she's like, "Whoa." Wasn't expecting to see that. And she's like, rough start to the
morning. She saw you?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like,
oh, wow.
She's like, rough start to the morning.
Oh, wow.
Monday and a month. I was like, yeah.
Oh, that, like, witnessing so I'm, that I, happening.
I know.
That's rough. I would say rougher start for her.
That's why I said.
I would say rougher start for her.
Listen, that's why I said this has been a rough morning
for a
Monday. Yeah. Start to the month.
Okay.
I mean, I'm starting off very at ground zero.
Okay, it's now a rough start for us with all the sharing.
I like to just bring you along with.
We have a mental picture now. I'm not sure any of us
needed. Me naked on a toilet.
Yeah, I'm not sure any of us needed that at this particular moment.
Yeah.
You know what? In order to cleanse the palate for that, I would like to offer up our DJX Instagram because. Speaking of butts, if you do want to see some nakedness, Chris Pratt, I think, broke the internet with his booty. He was posting a little picture of his crispy back from his honeymoon, and you saw a good portion of butt crack. A good portion.
Is that against Instagram's terms and conditions?
They haven't taken it down yet.
All right.
We reported. You know what? It's safety. Kids wear the sunscreen.
Sure.
It's a PSA.
All right, so
there you go. If you want to cleanse the image of a naked Ben Davis on the toilet, you can go look at a naked Chris Pratt's booty.
All right.
All right? Options.
There.
For your Monday.
That's all we're saying.
All right.
So today, last day to get in your submissions for DJX Pick Me, Taylor Swift NYC.
And we're shutting it down.
Yeah, then we're shutting it down.
Shutting it down.
A lot of submissions, a lot of great ones.
Shutting it down.
And then Bonus Jonas starts today, though. All right? When you hear back-to-back songs by the Jonas Brothers, get in to win. We'll tell you the little winning word, and then you just enter that into the website at WDJX.com.
I, too, now have a greater understanding of the Jonas Brothers. I watched your beloved documentary.
Ah.
Just once.
And what do you think?
As opposed to your multiple times. It was very good.
I told you.
Yeah. It was good.
All right.
There's a lot to learn there.
Can't Be Kelly and Side of the Bar coming up here in just a few minutes. .7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Listener Stephanie texts in 502-571-9970. OMG, Fog Sweats in Rineyville are no joke. I'm sweaty.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're not out there, so just know that you are our eyes. So if you come across the blanket of fog, know that you're probably going to need a couple extra pats of baby powder.
Low beams. Low beams. Hands at 10 and 2. Safety first.
Yeah.
All those things.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So, yeah.
What was the brand of baby powder that Angie Fenton had for you? It was like Monkey Butt, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a pink bottle. It looked delightful. It was a satiny finish.
On with Angie Fenton after the show on Friday on WHAS.
Great Day Live.
Yeah. So
She had some baby powder for us.
She did, just in case.
She knew.
Mm-hmm.
She knew Ben gets a little sweaty.
If you want to see that, we got it posted for you at WDJX.com. But
it was an Operation GOTV.
It really was.
Just spontaneous
We
style.
Didn't even try.
Uh-huh. It was handed to us on a silver platter.
Handed to us, right.
Yeah.
Florida making the show and setting the bar. Coming up here in just a few minutes after Shawn Mendes on 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, going to be in concert, KFC Yum Center, August 3rd. Be listening for more opportunities for you to win tickets for that as it gets closer here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without being the literal Hamburglar, stealing hamburgers along with a safe from a restaurant.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
The burglar captured on video cooking himself a hamburger before stealing from a Jensen Beach restaurant.
Yeah, I mean,
you get hungry.
Stealing from a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Is arrested. Martin County Sheriff's detectives and Road Patrol deputies arrested 34-year-old Patrick Benton.
Oh, Patrick, what are you doing, buddy?
Benton was charged with burglary, grand theft, and attempted burglary after he was caught on surveillance video inside two Jensen Beach restaurants after hours.
Yeah, so what he did, he broke into a Wendy's by smashing the window, lit the grill, made some food, stole the restaurant safe. Then Patrick broke into another restaurant later that night, made off with some more food and more money because hunger.
He is hangry.
He was really hangry.
Dang.
And then he tried to rob a gas station, couldn't break the glass, and then was arrested.
That is quite a run of crime.
Yeah, quite a journey. So, again,
he's probably tired now, and he's got plenty of time to think about it in jail.
Yeah. Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without being the literal Hamburglar and stealing hamburgers along with a safe, then you're doing okay.
I kind of need for his jail outfit to look like the Hamburglar. With the little mask and the striped outfit.
Yeah, there you go. That's it at the bar.
Shoes.
On 99.7 DJ. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Last day for Taylor Swift, but we also start the next in the line of All Access Summer. That would be the bonus Jonas. So all this week, you hear two Jonas Brothers songs played back to back, and you enter the word into the website that we tell you, and you could win tickets, hotel stay, and their new album. Was it Happiness Begins on 99.7 DJX? So that's pretty cool. It hasn't come up yet today. I think it's going to happen a couple times.
My husband is now salty that they're not coming here because we watched their documentary. He's like, they're not coming here? Wow, dang.
Yeah, so.
Why?
It's just, is your husband hooked now? Like,
he is.
Like,
he's little, he bought in, you know? Uh-huh. And now he's like, ow. Well, they're not coming here? Well, that stinks.
What do you think? Because I know you're giving me some crap earlier because I watched it and then
I watched it three times.
And then I started to watch it. So it was like two and a half.
Oh,
really.
Two and a half.
So then I started to watch it a third time.
Uh-huh. It's good.
Yeah.
I loved seeing the old footage, like the of them as kids and seeing like how the talent was emerging and all that stuff. But man, there's a point I felt so bad for Kevin.
I know. Kevin, like you want to give him a hug.
Poor Kevin.
And I enjoyed it because I was, my daughters are all into the Jonas Brothers still.
Sure.
And I was like kind of walking through as we were seeing the stages of that documentary going, yep, I remember when they did that. Yep, I remember when they came through and did that.
I was sitting there trying to pinpoint at what point they came here. And you were interviewing them on the stack of mattresses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been...
What
would have
year
been
was that?
Like, probably 04?
Was it after 05? They got to Disney, or was that the Sony music deal?
No. Well, see, so they were on Columbia Records when they did Mandy.
Yeah.
And so that was that whole thing. But anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Happiness Begins is also a documentary on Netflix that
I watched several times on Amazon Prime,
and then Kelly's finally jumped in on
it. So the whole time, too, I was upset because I'm like, where's Frankie? The bonus Jonas. Like, they are mentioning Frankie's the other brother. They have a fourth brother. Then I'm thinking, wow, I feel bad for Frankie. Yeah. Don't feel bad for Kevin, feel bad for Frankie. They're not acknowledging his presence at all. Other than the fact that when he was born, like, mom was still driving, like, Nick to Broadway because he was on Broadway acting
in Jersey,
they had Frankie the baby. So, but at the very end, Frankie comes in during the credits.
I know.
Like, there's Frankie. He does a little mini interview, but it's like, dude, you need to put your brother in a little bit more than just the credits.
Pour one for Frankie.
So, yeah. Our point, I guess, is that you can win tickets to their show in Cincinnati, September 11th at the Hotel Stay, and their album when you hear two Jonas Brothers songs play back to back.
Do you think Frankie's going to be on the tour? Hashtag, where's Frankie?
Yeah, where is Frankie?
Hashtag, bonus Jonas.
All right. Kevin. All right, your feel good coming up here next after Taylor on 99.7 DJX. I promise that you, baby, that's the fun of you. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Man, we're gonna have to talk about Taylor Swift's Tumblr post. Are we not?
The blog is up, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. She's mad.
WDJX.com.
She's mad.
We'll get to that here in just a sec on 99.7 DJX. But first, feel good here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Do you remember a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, when there was that viral video of these this couple that was running towards a cruise ship as it was getting ready to leave port, and they were like late, and they're like, hey, stop, wait. And they did not make it in time, and the cruise ship leaves, and everybody's like, oh, wah, wah. And they were just kind of stuck there on the pier as the boat just, as they're like,
that's got to be the worst.
As their cruise ship.
That would 100% happen to me.
Right.
1,000% that would happen to me.
So if I ever tried
to do a cruise.
That was like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Well, it happened again, but with different results.
All of a sudden, you could see them coming and running down the pier.
Yeah, so that is someone who is on the boat watching these people.
So wait, different couple or same couple?
I thought you were going to say same couple.
Okay,
stinks.
No, different couple.
Oh, different couple.
Same type of scenario. They're running down the pier. The cruise ship's getting ready to leave.
And that's when everybody started, you know, cheering and come on, let's go. People were really nice. It was not like nasty. It was really funny.
Yeah. So literally everybody like is on the side looking over, seeing these people going, come on, you can do
it. Flailing their arms. Oh my gosh. That's epic.
But unlike that first couple,
they got on.
They actually made it on the video.
Oh my gosh.
Or they made it on the cruise ship. So they were able to go off to Bermuda.
This sounds like a sporting event with all the cheering going on. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
They made the goal.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's going to be the best cruise ever now for them, because they're going to be like high-fiving. They're going to have a whole bunch of new friends, because how many people are going to stick around and be like, want to meet them?
I know, right?
I'm glad you got on, buddy.
So there you go.
Buy a drink.
That is your feel-good here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Juice WRLD, and then, we have to dive into that Taylor Swift Tumblr post.
It's a lot.
What caused her to write all those words? It's Ben and Kelly streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So it was announced that Scooter Braun, who, you know, he represents people like Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande, bought Big Machine Records. And you're like, that sounds like a familiar record label. Oh, yeah. It's because that was like Scott Borchetta's record label that he created for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And he kind of created this record company with Taylor Swift's dad. And so Scott Borchetta ended up selling the record label to Scooter Braun, which means that Scooter Braun owns Taylor Swift's albums 1 through 6.
Yeah.
When she was on that record label. So then,
which it's weird when you think that, you know, someone can own music that she created that would be other than her.
Yeah. Right, right.
That part's weird, but that's how the music business works when it comes to labels and contracts and how where you create that music.
Yeah, and it reminds me a little bit of when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles
catalog. Yeah,
catalog, mm-hmm. And all the Beatles fans were all freaking out that Michael Jackson now owns the Beatles' former works and stuff like that. Kind of the same thing.
Sure.
So then. I just saw that news and I was like, oh, okay, no big deal, whatever.
Oh, she's mad.
And then Taylor Swift posts on Tumblr and was just all like going in saying, hey, I was given an opportunity to sign back up to Big Machine Records and to earn one album back at a time. And she's writing on Tumblr all this. This is the absolute worst case scenario, citing the fact that like Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber had kind of bullied her in an Instagram post like a couple years ago.
Yeah, but she said she knew that once she signed the contract that Scott was going to sell the label, therefore selling me and my future. That's why she didn't do
it. Right, exactly. And that's why she jumped ship and she went over to Republic Records.
Exactly. So that's what kind of got her in this situation and made her music kind of up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, but there seems to be a lot of, like, I'm curious to know, wouldn't she have gotten the option to buy her own music?
I don't
know. Why wasn't she allowed to bid on it if that was the case? Like, if she knew it was going to be for sale and on the block, why wasn't, you know, there an opportunity for her to jump in and be a bidder?
I saw a couple different things online that one of them said that, you know, Taylor Swift's, lawyers and her father were present via a conference call like June 25th during like some meetings where this was being discussed because he was part owner in Big Machine Records. And so like her lawyers were kind of in on it. And I don't know if there was an opportunity then for them to make a bid or not, but obviously Scooter got it.
Yeah. So then she says too that she learned about the deal like everyone else did
online
when it was put out there in the news. And this is one of the things that she said, like you had mentioned about the bullying. She goes, all I can think about was the incessant manipulative bullying I've received at his hands for years. Like when Kim Kardashian orchestrated an illegally recorded snippet of a phone call to be leaked. And then Scooter got his two clients together to bully me online about it. Or when his client Kanye organized a revenge music video, which strips my body naked. Now Scooter has stripped me of my life's work. And I wasn't given an opportunity to buy it. That's what she says. And so then Justin Bieber decided to jump in and respond.
Which is interesting because, you know, then like maybe you saw on Instagram a lot of artists like hashtagging I stand with Taylor or just like tossing in like weird insider like subtweets.
Yes. And Halsey's one of them.
Halsey,
I put that up there.
Alessia Cara is another one.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is one who Ariana Grande obviously
is
has
represented
connections
by Scooter.
Scooter Braun, right.
So Justin decided to say, and you said he started off, you know, kind of apologizing for his past behavior.
On his post, right.
Yes. He said, hey, Taylor, first of all, I want to apologize for posting that hurtful Instagram post. At the time, I thought it was funny, but looking back, it was distasteful and insensitive. It was a screenshot of Scooter and Kanye and him and said, Taylor Swift, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
So he's apologizing for all of that. So he says, as the years have passed, we haven't crossed paths and gotten to communicate our differences, hurts, or frustrations. So for you to take it to social media and get people to hate on Scooter isn't fair. What were you trying to accomplish by posting that blog? Seems to me like it was to get sympathy. You also knew that in posting that your fans would go and bully Scooter. Anyway, one thing I know is both Scooter and I love you. I feel the only way to resolve conflict is through communication. So banter back and forth online, not the best way to do it. Let's privately talk about it.
All right. Well, the truth is in there somewhere. So,
yes.
But anyways, that was kind of the big bombshell over the weekend.
A lot of drama.
Yeah, for real. Like, again, just saw that post from Scooter or that Scooter had bought it. And I was like, oh, okay, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, all this. Well. And I was like, oh.
And Scott Borchetta's all like, I think he's going to be a great, you know, steward of her works. And he thought it was appropriate and all the stuff. But there's a change.org petition already. Fans, trying to get her to help, like, buy it back and
crazy.
All sorts of stuff.
All right. So there, you can read all about it. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Speaking of fans and reaction and social media, when Arby's decided they were going to release meat in the form of vegetables. Right. The internet had some things to say.
It had thoughts.
Facebook fight on the way in about 10 minutes on 9. I'm a sucker for. 99.7 DJX, bonus Jonas. If we were to play one more Jonas Brothers song, then you could get in to win at WDJX.com. Tickets, hotel stay, and their album for their show September 11th.
So are you going to do it? Are you going to?
Gonna push the button?
Are you gonna hit that button?
You gonna do it?
No, not now.
Oh.
It's coming.
Dang it.
It's coming up though this morning before 10. I will
See,
tell you that.
When you
all right?
say it like that.
I know.
It got our hopes up.
Toy Story 4 was the top movie over the weekend at the box office.
Makes sense.
Annabelle Comes Home. That was number 2 though.
Really?
Is that
yep.
the scary one?
Yes,
yes.
That was the one that we were talking about.
No,
that
no,
was
no.
the Conjuring. The fourth in the Conjuring series.
Creepy doll.
Why?
Yeah. Then yesterday, the story with about the Beatles, Ed
yes.
Sheeran's in it. That was number 3.
That's,
okay.
What? I want
yeah.
to be number 1.
And then the Aladdin Secret Life of Pets 2 came in 4th and 5th.
You know, Toy Story is the master at merchandise.
Right.
Do they have an Annabelle doll out there?
When they should.
I mean, doesn't that lend itself perfectly to
they
some
should.
Merch?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I mean, creepiest thing ever.
I mean,
but that could be
kid friendly.
Well, it could be could be a fun way to like freak people out. Like if you like to pull pranks, get an Annabelle
there
doll.
You go.
Do they sell those at the toy stores?
I don't know.
Okay.
So then there you go. Toy Story 4, number 1 over the weekend at the box office.
Right next to the Chucky dolls.
Yeah. There you go. All right, coming up next, the internet reacts to vegetables. After Postman.
DJX.
From time to time, we turn to Facebook. You know, we look at Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, by the way, and just for the comments sometimes.
Sure.
So yes. when Arby's made an announcement.
Oh, Arby's.
That they're launching
vegetables. Meat vegetables.
Really, all they did was they took chicken, boiled it to make it look like the shape of a carrot, and then they put carrot dust on it and stuck a twig of parsley in the end of it.
Calling it a merit.
So,
is this necessary?
So exactly.
This just sounds like a bad April Fool's Day joke to give to a vegetarian.
Ah, all right. There's the setup for...
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight! Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, so David S. rolls in. Not the carrot we asked for, but the carrot we needed.
Okay, he's on board.
Oh, sure.
I feel like he approves of the merit.
Not everybody does.
At Arby's.
So. Jesse S. It's too early for April Fools. This can't be serious. Jamie B. No one asked for this, Arby's.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Oh, dang. That is all caps.
Wow.
Jonathan G. I'm tagging PETA. Because I want to see a war. These are the Facebook comments on the Arby's post on Facebook that says, we have the vegetables.
Yes, this is a merit. They're rolling out some meat carrots.
Bueno D comments, legit thought you guys were rolling a massive joint in the thumbnail of the video. Mark K comments, if I want something that looks and tastes like a carrot, I will buy a carrot. Thank you very much.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, sure.
Cody H comments, how about you bring the $5 meal deal back to just suddenly disappear? Cody's just angry that he's
triggered.
Not getting the $5 meal deal
well,
anymore.
Clearly, he's hangry, and you don't mess with that.
Hashtag justice to the Arby's customers.
All right. And then finally, comment on the Arby's Facebook post of the We Have the Vegetables.
The merit.
The meat carrot. Roxy D rolls in with...
Uh-oh.
Arby's, what are y'all going to do next? A turd witch? So there you go.
I like where her head's at.
It would be organic.
That would be organic, yes. Yes, Kelly, that would. That would. There you go. That's the drama on Facebook.
Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I think I've turned my daughters into gamers.
Why and how?
So we pulled out the old Nintendo 64 that I have, which is a system that is probably 20 years old, maybe.
Is that the one that has Zelda? Weren't you into Zelda?
Well, I mean, a lot of the gaming systems have Zelda.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
So they were wanting to first just play Mario Kart,
okay.
which time-honored tradition,
sure.
very
sure,
fun.
Yeah.
We're like,
normal.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Uh-oh.
And then I was like, hey, do you guys want to play Zelda?
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
okay, so give you a quick backstory. My wife and I used to stay up all night and play Zelda.
Are you kidding?
Literally, we were gamers before like Twitch and before any of this stuff.
What is Zelda? Like, brief explanation. What's the object?
It's it's a big puzzle.
Okay.
It's a huge puzzle, but you are the character of Link, and you run around and you try to find
like a scavenger hunt?
Like you try to rescue like a princess, but you have to go through certain stages and figure out clues that help
figure out where she is on
your way.
Okay.
So guys are gamer goal couples.
So I introduce the girls, and I don't know whether to be sad or proud, because legit, yesterday, my daughters got up at like 10 o'clock in the morning because they had stayed up until 1 the night before playing Zelda.
Oh my gosh.
And then
were you aware of that?
Yes.
And then, proud dad moment.
Got right on the TV and started playing Zelda again.
There's a problem.
And literally played until 10 o'clock last night. So I don't know. Wow. Again, I don't know necessarily whether to be proud
or to be
ashamed. You staged
an intervention.
You are the problem with America, kids not going outside.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I think I've created gamers.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, do they have groups for people that are addicted to video games?
Well, see, here's the thing. Before, like, Twitch and all these message boards and things, my wife and I would just try to find these cheat codes and things like that on the internet. And, I mean, we were so far into Zelda. It's addicting. And now my daughters.
I have a hard enough time.
I passed the baton.
Peeling myself away from like Instagram and just social media in general to try to engage in my life and to live my life like engaged in it. So now you're going to throw in video games that they're going to have to fight against to put down and go out in the nature? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you introduced them to Super Smash Bros. Yet?
Stop, Kat. We don't need anymore.
I was going to say.
What are you doing? Like,
you can play Zelda in that. And
not hell.
Really?
If you hold the down arrow and like the R button on like the GameCube,
Zelda
becomes a boy back and forth between male and female.
I'm going to walk away.
Fun.
Wow. I did tell them. I was like, hey, you guys beat this game, and then I'll pull out the GameCube, and I'll let you play the next Zelda. And they're like, really?
What's the matter with you?
They're like, wow, Dad. Kelly, I've
told
you before.
They're wasting their lives on video games.
You don't need to mom them.
I'm momming you, actually. And your parenting skills.
I have literally bought gaming systems just to play Zelda. Because, like, the new Zelda would come out, and there's, like, only on the GameCube. And I'm like, gotta get a GameCube. And so the only thing I don't have is a Nintendo DS, which I want to play the new Zelda on the Nintendo, but I haven't gotten the DS yet. I haven't gotten there yet. So, anyways.
We have an iPad. That is it.
I think it's the second one ever made. Here, why don't you bring your kids over to my house?
Nope.
And I'll introduce them to Zelda.
Nope.
You taught Zoe to be like throwing dollar bills. That's you with going out and getting new GameCubes, all the new devices.
Yeah. Have you ever sat down and added up how much money you've thrown towards that?
Hey,
I wouldn't. It might make you cry.
Do what you got to do.
Okay.
And do what you got to do.
All right.
All right. So the CDC has a new warning for you, which you should probably take heed, especially with it being so warm outside.
Uh-huh.
We'll play Billie Eilish and we'll get to that next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So the CDC, every year, summertime drops in this warning.
Health officials say they have found fecal bacteria in more than half the water samples taken from Atlanta area swimming pools.
No, there it is.
Okay.
There it is. All right. Coming. Uh-huh. It's coming. Yep.
Yeah.
The CDC releasing the fact that there is now a new bacteria that is being spread. Yes, courtesy of fecal matter in pools.
The gut bacteria found in 58% of samples taken from some 150 pools.
Oh, that's a lot.
Those 58? Municipal pools where young children in diapers are common, the worst with 70% of samples taken.
Oh, yeah.
If you see a pool that has a kid with a diaper on,
get out.
Just know that you're swimming in a bath water, right?
The Centers for Disease Control says
I think based on the outbreaks that we see occurring regularly, this is a national problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a national problem. So it's a parasite spread by, yes, fecal bacteria. Oh,
yeah.
They're seeing it more and more come down, more people come down with it.
That we see outbreaks of diarrheal illness occurring on a regular basis, which says that people are contaminating pools on a regular basis.
I spent time at a public pool yesterday, and it's kind of my worst nightmare, like, for many reasons.
You just literally became, like, the tea in a poo stew.
Stop it!
I need 15 more scalding hot showers now after hearing that. Like, I can't feel clean now.
To stop contamination,
people need to think about when they go swimming, they need to have a pre-swim shower.
Oh. A pre-swim shower?
Yeah.
Well, how is that going to help?
Yeah, well...
Because once you get in the dirty water, isn't that going to negate the pre-swim shower?
They're saying clean your body off so you don't get it more dirty.
Yeah, you don't want to spread
They don't swim when they're ill with diarrhea.
Wait, what?
Ill with diarrhea?
So, listen, news literally has to tell you, don't go to a public pool
if
you've got the bubble gut.
The bubble gut.
They take their children on regular bathroom breaks.
Take the kids on bathroom breaks.
Yep.
And they don't swallow the water.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Don't drink the stew.
Yeah, don't drink the poo stew.
It's pretty simple stuff to keep in mind.
Yeah, pretty simple stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're like, listen. Listen, if you want a clean pool, one, go to a pool that has chlorine in it.
I feel as though these people reporting this, like, have never been a parent.
Like, perhaps not.
The struggle is real when you are a parent.
No illness outbreaks were tied to the pools tested. Proper chlorine and pH levels in the water should kill bacteria.
Yeah, they're supposed to kill the poo stew.
Should, but chlorine and filters aren't enough to keep this crypto... pyridium away. So if you go to the pool, shower after you swim. So there you go. That is the latest in the pools will kill you.
Okay. All right.
Is Kelly gonna die now? Is Kelly gonna die from going to the public poo pool?
Unwell.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. It's bonus Jonas week, so anytime you hear two Jonas Brothers songs played back to back, you're in to win tickets, their album, and a hotel stay to their show September 11th in Cincinnati.
We should clarify, Nick Jonas and DNCE do not count.
That is right. It's got to be pure blood Jonas Brothers songs back to back.
Pure blood.
Which it's been kind of fun digging some of those up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not just going to play you like Sucker and Cool back to back like the entire week.
Ooh. That might get a little much.
That might get a little predictable,
too. You get too annoyed, then you're like, you know what? Right. I don't want to go to the concert anymore.
I decided I don't really need it.
I need some Year 3000, SOS, all those.
Right? Yes. So, yeah, there are some good ones. So when you hear that happen, get into win. By putting in the winning word at WDJX.com, we'll tell you when those songs play. All right, feel good. Do them every hour, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city, visit RaysFord.com. Probably need to switch to this sort of music for this Chick-fil-A employee, which maybe by now you've seen the video of this employee jumping through the window, feeling like a hero to save a young boy from choking.
I'm still kind of shocked right now myself that all this has happened. I just jumped out the window and ran straight down to the car. I think it was the quickest option.
Yeah.
This was in Georgia.
Yeah, he said he heard a woman in the drive-thru scream that her son was being choked by the seatbelt in the car.
That's so crazy.
And so he's just at the drive-thru, literally jumps through the window of the drive-thru.
To help free him. Yeah.
Like, it was right there. I saw the car right there. You could see he was turning red and... losing pigmentation in his face.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I mean, crazy.
That's insane. So he got a knife and he cut the seatbelt loose.
The mom.
I'm amazed, like, he didn't panic. As his mother, I would have panicked. I'd have been running around probably going, oh my gosh, what do we do?
Yeah, his mom, I should say.
Yes.
But yeah, very cool. He was able to free the young boy, as you said, with a pocket knife that he had and cut him free.
Chick-fil-A always goes above and beyond, and this just goes to show, like,
yes, they
how
do.
Amazing Chick-fil-A always is.
They change people's tires and give them warm food. Now they leap through drive-through windows and save young boys from choking. I mean, hello.
There you go.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Sure. Now, they need to, if they haven't already, opened up a Chick-fil-A university.
Yes.
To, like,
how to be a good human.
Well,
how to,
yes,
save the day.
Sure.
Mostly,
sure,
how to do fast food. But then with the side,
yes,
studies of,
yes,
how to be a good human.
Yes.
All right, there you go. Feel
going
good.
Above and beyond.
Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them,
wow,
every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text message here from a listener, Cheyenne, who just screenshots a conversation on this Facebook page, Moms of Louisville. And I was reading and I was like, I wonder why she screenshotted this and sent it to us. Then I realized why. Let me first start with this. Moms of Louisville post writes, I was at Target earlier shopping for my 3-year-old's birthday and met another mom my age who has 2 adorable little girls expecting twins. She stopped to ask me, my husband, twin advice. Seemed really cool. And like we share a lot in common, but I didn't get her name because my brain is totally fried from lack of sleep from my 3-month-old twins.
I get it.
Yeah, I understand. I was there. I lived it. If that mom is in this group somewhere, add me. I think it would be fun to get all our kids together sometime after your twins are born. That's the post.
Okay, that seems really sweet.
Yeah, sure.
Let's connect.
Then, Cheyenne comments, gets 31 likes or more, whispers, Craigslist.
She gets it.
She understands.
That's a nod.
She understands.
That's a Ben and Kelly nod right there.
She understands.
That's a wink and a nod.
Yeah.
Yes.
Appreciate,
yeah,
that, Cheyenne.
I love it.
Louisville, mom, connection.
Yeah.
Target, mom, connection.
Right. All that. All that. Love that. So, yeah. You can always text us, 502-571-9970.
I'm choosing to think they're going to be best friends now. All because of us.
All because.
I think maybe. A little bit.
Of those misconnections that you find. 99.7 DJ. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, for the second time, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner were married.
Yep. In France.
Yeah.
La France.
Remember, it was like a knee-jerk kind of Vegas wedding after the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, eloped. They were in Vegas. They're like, let's go get married.
Yeah, and so they did.
And Diplo,
like, was the only one who really kind of got it on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
But, you know, the families were salty. They weren't there, so they wanted to do the ceremony for the families.
Right, and Dr. Phil kind of spoiled the surprise when he commented on a post. Was like, hey, you know, wait till next week.
Like, how in the world did Dr. Phil get invited? I'm really looking for that connection. I need to connect the dots with Dr. Phil.
So, yeah. So, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, they got married at the Chateau de Toro.
You were really doing so well.
Sorry,
with the accent,
I bailed.
Yeah,
I bailed.
Wow, your commitment was there.
Kevin, Nick, Priyanka, they were all in attendance.
What about Frankie?
Where's the bonus Jonas?
I'm so upset for Frankie.
I mean, I was 2 years old when I learned there was a bonus Jonas. Poor Frankie.
Yeah,
I'm sure Frankie was there.
He has to be there.
He just wasn't talking.
Was he the ring bearer? He's younger. I don't know. He's like 18. But
right,
he's an adult.
At least.
So there you go.
I'm just concerned. Where's Frankie?
Got married Saturday. Lovely little ceremony in the south of France where they experienced like the hottest temperatures on record.
That's my French. That's it. That's what I got. That's all I got. That's my...
Were you channeling... I feel like you were channeling the chef from The Little Mermaid.
That's exactly my only reference.
Zuccolo! I have missed one!
Yes.
A little succulent
that
crab.
That is my frame of reference.
The chef?
French.
From
accent.
The Little Mermaid?
That's all I got.
So congratulations to Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas again for getting married. Wow.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's more pop culture knowledge like that.
Oh, wow.
We put Kelly to the test.
It's really, isn't it pretty amazing? Oh, by the way, I participated in trivia on Friday night.
Wow.
Was it like it can't be, Kelly? Were people expecting you to deliver?
There were, yes, there were some expectations because three of the categories were 90s pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Music and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's up your alley.
Yeah. But yeah. But then there was another, we started off with presidents and like none of our table, we're like we should have paid more attention.
Yikes.
I got nothing.
All right. So can't be Kelly, $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds up for grabs. If you can beat her. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Remember, when you're hearing two Jonas Brothers songs played back-to-back, it's Bonus Jonas Week all this week with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Get in to win. Tickets, hotel stay, their album. All that.
I don't know.
Why are you going back to the French chef?
Still at Joe's French wedding. I don't know. Now I have the French chef in my head. Because you told me Joe got married in France. That's it. That's the only connection.
All right.
That's all I got to say for myself. Hey, I don't know. That's it. It's random. I can't explain it.
So take that sort of knowledge and try to harness it into Can't Beat Kelly. Five pop culture questions. Kelly K. Those all stand in the way between you and running wild at Genesis Diamonds with $2,000 to spend, okay? Her record is 19-0-4 for the year, okay? We reset after the year started. So if you want to take part in Can't Beat Kelly, your time is now. 502-571-9970. If you can do it, all those riches await.
Call now.
Okay.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's hear who you are playing against here this morning. Everybody say hey to Brandy calling us from Louisville. Good morning, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
Hey. So when you play by yourself, how do you normally do?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, when you say okay, like how many do you typically get right, do you think?
Like two or three.
You know what, Brandy? I mean, why not just say five? Give Kelly the sweats.
Like, we don't know.
I mean, right?
You could totally, like, try to intimidate me out the gate.
Yeah, be like, Brandy. Brandy's like, Kelly, I get five right every single time. Yeah. You're going down!
Yeah. Mess with her.
Yeah, mess with her head a little bit. All right, so five pop culture questions. We're going to say goodbye to Kelly.
Okay, goodbye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
And then she's going to leave. When the door shuts, it's going to be all you. Here we go. Question number one for you, Brandy. Got about 5 seconds to answer each question. Here we go. Question number one. This pop star teased an upcoming collaboration with Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus for the Charlie's Angels reboot. Who was it?
Ariana Grande.
Question two. Beth Chapman just passed away from a long battle with cancer. Beth was the wife to this reality star.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Question three. Camila Cabello has broken up with her boyfriend, Matthew Hussey, sparking more rumors with a romance with this singer.
Shawn Mendes.
Steve Carell just helped fuel a rumor that there's a crossover special brewing between It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and what show?
The Office.
Drew Barrymore collaborated with this singer on a new line for his clothing company, Drew.
Justin Bieber.
All right, let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
That seemed fast. That seemed fast. I'm intimidated. What just happened?
Brandy, how do you feel you did?
Okay.
Brandy got five right.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandy got five right.
Oh, Kelly's face. She looks like a deer in headlights right now. Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding you.
I like how she came in so unconfident.
Are you kidding me right now?
Brandy, sit back.
Are you kidding me?
Sit back. Don't say a word, all right?
Okay.
Question number one for Kelly. Sorry, just Kelly's face when she walked in. All right, here we go.
That was unexpected.
Okay.
It was unexpected,
right.
I'll say that.
I tell you what, I'm not going to do. Do you want me not to tell you whether you got it right or not and just to let you know at the end? Or do you want me just to go through it?
Let's go all the way through. I don't want to know.
All right, question number one. This pop star teased an upcoming collaboration with Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus for the Charlie's Angels reboot. Who was it?
Hang on a second. Say it again. Say it again.
This pop star teased an upcoming collaboration with Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus for the Charlie's Angels reboot. Who was it?
Halsey.
Beth Chapman just passed away from a long battle with cancer. Beth was the wife to this reality star.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Camila Cabello has broken up with her boyfriend Matthew Hussey, sparking more rumors with a romance with this singer.
Shawn Mendes.
Steve Carell just helped fuel a rumor that there's a crossover special brewing between It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and what show?
The Office.
Drew Barrymore collaborated with this singer on a new line of clothing for his company, Drew. Drew Barrymore collaborated with this singer on a new line for his clothing company, Drew.
Justin Bieber.
You guys said different answers.
We did? Oh, God. So, well, then we know question, she got five out of five,
number
so
one,
I lose?
Ariana Grande was the answer.
Oh, my God.
Not Halsey.
I said Halsey. I lost.
Brandy. Brandy. Yeah. You just won.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh, everyone said
what just happened?
What? Wow.
What just happened?
Wow.
Brandy comes out of nowhere.
Wow.
I get two or three right every day.
Wow.
And she slays the game.
Yeah, Katie texts in, holy crap!
Wow.
Another text from a listener, Kelly went down. Jesse texts in, Kelly has gone down.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandy, you're a part of history because this doesn't happen very often.
What in the world are you going to do with $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds?
No idea.
Oh my God.
Tony the Welder just messaged in. Yay!
If I was driving, I'd drive off the road right now.
All right, Kelly.
Brandy,
sit back. Kelly, you know what you got to do.
This hurts everywhere in my body. My name is Kelly, and I cannot beat Brandy.
Brandy, congrats. Yeah. And she's done. She's out. Goodbye. She's out. Brandy, you did it. Congratulations.
You did it.
Congratulations. Hang on. We got to get more information from you. But hey, wow, you did it. Can't beat Kelly. On 99.7. You doing okay, Kelly? I mean, I this is a wellness check for you. You doing okay?
I want to throw up a little.
Kelly,
it's 99.7 DJX. Kelly,
throw up a little bit.
So if you're just tuning in, this something that literally rarely ever happened. Brandy rolls in unapologetically and takes Kelly down 5-4 and can't beat Kelly.
Did you see the journey where she started? She's like, I get maybe two or three every time I play.
Yeah.
And then smackdown with five. And then she's all like, at the end, we were getting off the phone with her after I got her information. She's like, yeah, good luck next time.
I know.
Like
Brandy.
She went from such a journey from like, oh, kind of timid to now she's got swag.
Let's get to some text messages. 502-571-9970 from a listener. Rain. I'm doing a happy dance in my car. Down goes Kelly.
That's great.
You know what? People need their champ. People needed the people's champ.
Happy for you guys.
Megan texts in and says, hey, Kelly, at least your hair is shiny and bouncy.
I don't know if we can say that right now. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not feeling
cute right now.
Did you want her to win?
Did you want it?
You wanted her to win?
I'm not going to say that right now.
Greg.
I'm not going to say that right now.
Greg texts in, OMG, I pooped just a little bit there.
Sorry, Greg.
Oh my gosh. Steven texts in, holy balls. Yeah, I mean, same.
Yeah.
Same.
I get that.
Holy balls.
Oh,
I feel
my gosh.
That's a lot. It was unexpected. I'll say that. It's unexpected.
You even got the office question right.
I know. So anyways.
I was surprised at how much I got right. But the first question, honestly, did you see the fear in my face?
I did.
Like I didn't know it.
I did.
I knew I didn't know it.
I gave you even longer than the 5 seconds that we typically say.
I didn't know it. I was sitting there going like, would I have seen this somewhere? I should have seen this somewhere.
Well,
why didn't I see this?
Here's the thing. We'll probably have to take a break on this for the next couple.
We have to recover because now we're broke.
Kelly's got to do some dishes at Shane.
I got to go sweep the floors, clean the toilets over Genesis Diamonds.
So she's got to earn that money.
Got to earn it back.
So, put
in some manual
labor. It's all good.
Another $2,000 for you guys.
So anyways, you can hear it again on the podcast.
You should probably do that.
You can see how well you would have done. up at WDJX.com.
I'm not even looking at the Instagram to see the fear in my face. I'm not.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer. Today, last day for Taylor Swift, NYC, okay? That's DJX Pick Me. But we also kick off Bonus Jonas Week, where when you hear two Jonas Brothers songs played back-to-back, that's when you get in to win tickets, hotel stay, their album, their show, Cincinnati, September 11th on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
So this is really cool. Radiothon kid Bryson. Mm-hmm. We met him a couple of years ago when he was kind of just starting his journey with Norton Children's Hospital.
Right.
He was 7 at the time and had been diagnosed with a dermoid cyst on his brain stem.
On his brain, yeah.
And so because of the difficult location where it was, they were not operating at the time. They were just going to kind of watch it.
Right.
So, like, you know, obviously he was living with a brain tumor at that point. And fast forward to 64 days ago, he had the surgery because doctors said it had grown and it was time to take it. So he had to go to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, 8-hour surgery, and it was successful.
Oh, yay.
They got it.
That's awesome.
It's gone.
Great.
And he just returned to the game that he loves, baseball.
Baseball.
He's playing on a travel team called the Sting, and was DRB just did a story on him. And he's back faster than anybody ever predicted.
Oh, yay.
So he's back playing baseball. He's free of this whole thing. 2-year journey finally coming to a close. So such an amazing thing to see him back on the baseball field, finally able to be a normal kid again.
Oh, good.
So if you want to see the story, it's up at WDJAX.com up there for you. So big congratulations to our Radiothon buddy, Bryson.
That's truly a miracle. That's awesome.
He is Bryson Strong.
There indeed. You go. That is your Feel Good, brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. I promise that you'll never find another life. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift on 99.7 DJX jumped on Tumblr over the weekend and kind of responded to the news that Scooter Braun bought Big Machine Records, the record label that basically launched Taylor Swift's career and owns the rights to the first 6 albums.
Taylor's upset.
Therefore making those first 6 albums Scooter Braun's property now.
She's upset.
So yeah, Scott Borchetta finally responded. And we'll give you that coming up here in just a few.
Yeah, she went on Tumblr and just went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Justin Bieber jumps in there, and then Scott Borchetta is responding.
Yeah, so kind of break responding. It down. Scooter Braun yet hasn't responded, I don't think.
He's been, like, retweeting people and just saying, like, good morning, but he hasn't.
good morning.
He's not really, like,
good morning.
Jumping in
good morning.
And saying things. Yeah.
So, anyways, is your day?
It's all up at WDJX.com.
Is your day going a little bit better?
Yeah, no.
You know, you had kind of a...
I'm thrown off.
Kind of a crazy day on Friday, too, right?
I did.
Where you got a dead battery, and then when you got your...
My car
your,
didn't start when but, I got in the garage.
But when
had
you
to
got,
go straight to AutoZone.
But when you got your battery replaced, what happened?
Oh, a guy asked if I was a contestant on America's Next Top Model.
This is great.
See, Kelly? No. Things are turning up for you.
He was an older gentleman. It was nice of him to say. I said, yeah, that's a good one, but no.
So you were getting your battery replaced?
Maybe I need
replaced.
To go hang out at AutoZone if I need a little pick-me-up.
A little pick-me-up.
You know what?
I'll get the compliments.
He thought your hair looked shiny and bouncy. Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody has their, like, their thing that if you just need that feel-good, where do you go? Well, Kelly.
I'm going to AutoZone.
Gotta go to AutoZone.
I hang out. They took great care of me there. Uh-huh. There was a nice gentleman that paid me a nice compliment.
So what did you say? Was he hit?
Oh, 1,000%. I said, that's a good one. Yeah. I literally said, that's a good one. No, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you on America's Next Top Model?
Yeah, it's pretty much this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, feel better, Kelly.
Thanks.
At least you got that going
thanks.
For you, right?
I just was kicking me a little bit while I'm down.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. News of the sale of Big Machine Records came out. I was like, oh, okay. Scooter Braun bought him. No big deal. But then Taylor posts on Tumblr and kind of like turns the news on its end, saying that, you know, this is probably the, what did she say? The worst case scenario?
Yes, because of who bought it.
Right.
Like, she's real salty about the fact that it's Scooter Braun because she said that he bullied her in the past.
Right. And one of the reasons she ended up leaving Big Machine Records was she knew that the sale was going to happen.
Yeah, she knew that Scott Borchetta was going to be selling the label. Then she said, therefore, kind of selling my future.
Right.
And so that's why she made the choice to leave.
So then she gets on Tumblr and just kind of talked and walks through this entire thing and her emotions and her feelings and saying that, you know, kind of a worst case scenario and hopes that her struggle with signing a deal when she's really young that she didn't really understand or whatever is like helping other people in the future. And a bunch of other pop stars kind of came to her defense.
Sure.
Halsey, Alessia Cara, Ariana Grande, which was interesting because Ariana Grande and Scooter Braun, you know,
yeah, that's
she's
her
managed
manager.
By then, him. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Now, Justin Bieber gets in there, though, and posts on Instagram this big, lengthy kind of defending Scooter and almost like calling Taylor a bully for playing this out in social media, too. And he starts off by apologizing for past behavior.
Sure.
And basically says, you know, hey, Scooter and I both love you. We want to sit down and have private conversation with you about this.
Right.
Now, Scott Borchetta is popping in here with his own response and basically breaking down every allegation she put out there in her Tumblr post.
Yeah.
And kind of like giving you the truth is what he says. For example, he shows a text showing that he gave Taylor a heads up about the label sale on Saturday night, contradicting her claim that she learned about it as it was announced to the world.
You know, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that too, going, okay, well, maybe she did know that there was a sale happening, but she was truthful in the fact that when it was announced, she had no idea it was going to be the day that it happened. So in that case, I'm not trying to defend her, but I'm just saying that the truth is in mixed in between both of those.
He also points out that Taylor's dad, her lawyer, and one of her managers were all on the shareholder call when the sale was announced 5 days earlier.
Mm.
And adding that he doubts none of them would have mentioned it to her.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the whole like heart of it. Like, did she have an opportunity to jump in as a bidder to try to buy her own music? That's what she says, that she wasn't given that opportunity. So I think there's a lot.
Interesting.
But you can dive into his entire response. And again, point for point, he's coming back at what she said.
So there you go. That's
it's
kind
a lot.
Of
a, it's a lot of drama.
I was going to say, I mean, I thought the biggest thing this weekend was Joe Jonas getting married. But
yeah, nope.
For a second time, no.
Taylor swooping in.
Taylor swooping in to steal that thunder yet again. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Did you hear that there is a new, I'm going to say Whitney Houston song that has been released? And
I heard it was out there. I haven't like looked into it.
I mean, obviously posthumously because she's
posthumously. Yes.
Passed away.
Uh-huh.
Kygo got his hands on these vocals from Steve Winwood's Higher Love, which you may
What's
need.
A Steve Winwood?
Yeah. You may need to look it up. It's like
what
from 1986
one?
And it was a huge hit for him back in the day.
Yeah.
So Whitney Houston re-released it back in like 1990.
Did she release it or did she just record it?
She recorded it. You're right. She recorded it and it never really got released in the United States, just as a bonus track for some CDs that were sold in Japan.
Connect the dots to Kygo for me, because
please,
this is real random.
Kygo got his hands on
How does one
this.
Get hands
and then,
on something like that?
And I'm gonna play for you a little bit of this.
We walk the line and try to see, falling behind, what could be, oh, whoa. Bring me a higher love, bring me a higher love.
So that's Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Join Steve Winwood.
I'm here for it. This is so weird, though, how this happened.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
And that's, you know, when Whitney's voice was in her prime.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
For sure. So, you know, Kygo gets his hands on it, kind of releases it. So I have no idea if they're going to, like, send this to pop and try to make this like a pop hit?
Well, it's like tropical house music, you know, with a little Kygo twist.
Yeah, I guess. But like, I don't know if what they're trying to do with this, if they're just kind of putting it out there into the space, or if they're actually going to try to work it to radio and make Steve Winwood a rich man again.
I mean, Music Industry 101, typically when they release a single to radio airplay, it's from an album, they're trying to push album sales and a tour. None of these things could happen with this.
Right. I mean,
so
has anybody done a pulse check on Steve Winwood? Like, do we know what he's doing?
I'm not sure. To be honest, I haven't been keeping up on Steve Winwood.
Do we do a
wellness check?
I don't know. I don't know what like Steve Winwood's been doing, but yeah, Kygo.
It is nice to hear Whitney again because, I mean, it just kind of points out to educate the young ones that she was honestly one of the best vocalists we've ever heard.
Yeah, for sure. So,
she was amazing.
And this is in her vocal prime, back in the early 90s when she recorded these lyrics for Higher Love, Steve Winwood. But
she
now,
was incredible.
Kygo releases it, and it lives on YouTube right now.
I mean, she was a pop princess before Mariah was a pop princess. I mean, sure.
She was coming through. So there you go. We'll post the video so you can, like, educate yourself on that. Sure. WDJX.com. So there you go.
It's like a throwback, kind of.
Kind of like a throwback. Bonus. Yeah. It's DJX. Oh, look at that. Jonas Brothers. Love Bug, 99.7 DJX.
So, I heard the two Jonas Brothers songs.
Yeah, the Love Bug and then Sucker before that. So, it's bonus Jonas. When you hear two, then you enter the winning word into the website at WDJX.com.
So we're going to help you now.
Yeah.
We're just going to tell you, you got to enter Kevin in at the website, right?
Oh, Kevin!
Kevin!
Whoa, Kevin. Now for
Kevin's
Kevin.
Getting some love.
Yeah, so get Kevin into the website at WDJX.com and you could win tickets, hotel stay, and their album to their show, Cincinnati, September 11th.
See, it's not that hard. You thought we were going to be all stealthy, like just kind of slipping in two Jonas Brothers and you just had to notice it at the right time. See, we're just telling you. See, what? There it is.
Well, there you go.
It just happened.
So there you are.
Kevin is the word you need to know.
Kevin.
Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N. At WDJX.com.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to predict and hope one of the words along the way is going to be Frankie. We got to give Frankie the bonus Jonas some love.
Yeah, because you watched Finding Happiness.
I finally watched the documentary.
Documentary.
That you have known and loved.
Like, on Amazon Prime.
Multiple times.
Yes. And your thought?
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest. There is a lot of really interesting things you learn about how they got started, all the things.
Yeah.
Felt so bad for Kevin at one point. Like, real bad for Kevin. Like,
so
I didn't realize
moment,
there was a show that they did without Kevin.
Yeah, well,
and Kevin didn't realize that was happening.
Like there was a radio station. Yeah, there was a radio station that had booked the Jonas Brothers, and then they had broken up. And then basically the radio station said, hey, we're going to never play any songs by either the Jonas Brothers, Nick, Kevin, or Joe, if you guys
solo.
Don't fulfill this.
Yeah.
So Joe and Nick played the show. Kevin saw it on TV.
Yeah. And they told Kevin, you don't need to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And kind of like patted him on the head because and they basically told him, like, we could tell you were checking out.
Right.
Like, you weren't hanging with us after the shows. They even said your guitar playing was kind of
You don't say that to your own brother. Not even just like, not even just your coworker. That's your sibling.
Well, yes. And then the whole time I'm thinking, they haven't mentioned Frankie at all. We know there's a fourth brother.
We know
Where's
there's
Frankie?
A fourth brother.
Like, the entire time in the back of my mind, I'm like, when are they going to mention Frankie? When does Frankie go into play?
Kelly.
Frankie!
We don't all know who Frankie is. I was today years old when we learned about Frankie.
That's my point.
Yes. So, nobody
is he not
knows.
Important to the family dynamic?
Clearly
I feel like.
Not.
Yes.
All right. So
that's good.
I'm glad to see that you're finally on board with the.
I'm all about
documentary.
It.
I'm going to need to borrow one of your Amazon logins so I can see this movie, please.
Right, for sure.
Please.
We'll do it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, wait till you hear what this girl bought, unbeknownst to her parents.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Uh-oh, did somebody get a hold of an app? Did somebody get a hold of the family iPad? Just hit click, buy that, buy now, just, add to cart.
Just click, 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 click. All right, that is on the way. Hang on a second. On to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I mean, we've all done this. If we're parents, we are looking at something on our phone. Maybe your kid is needing distraction from something. And so you're like, all right, here.
Hand off the iPad.
Use my phone. Phone, iPad, whatever. So Isabel McNeil did that. She was like shopping for couches on her phone and was like, oh, okay. Her 2-year-old was like wanting to see something or whatever. And so she just passed it along
Didn't
to her
really
2-year-old.
Close out the tabs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not checking what apps are open before handing over your device could lead to a very expensive mistake. Because here's one example, and it's here locally. A woman in Golden Hill was browsing for couches on the Amazon app. Mm-hmm. She then gave her phone to her 2-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Well, it's only a few days later. Ouch, a couch costing more than $400 showed up on her porch.
Oh, wow.
So literally
she bought
her
a couch.
2-year-old daughter bought a with the buy now one click button on the Amazon app. The $430 couch, which showed up at her place. And she's like, what is this? Realized that what had happened obviously was too late to return it. And so she's just now turning around and selling it and, you know,
really?
Accepting the loss on it.
Because I think most stores, I don't know where she bought it from, but they, you know, if it doesn't fit in your space, like you can return it. There's usually a return time.
Right. It's expensive to return it.
Right. And that's what they were saying. They were saying restocking and shipping fees. It was almost made more sense for her just to turn around and sell it herself.
Wow.
So, but you were saying that.
Oh, my nephew did something
similar. Your nephew did something similar.
Yeah. So he got on my sister's phone and she had the eBay app. And he ended up buying a $400 Spider-Man battery-operated Jeep.
I mean, living his best life there.
She had to fight a little bit to like explain what happened and to not follow through with the purchase.
Oh, okay. So she didn't have to eat the cost on
no,
that?
No, she didn't have to eat the cost, thank goodness. But it was a little bit of a battle.
He's a little smart because that's a little more fun to play with than a couch.
He knew exactly what he was going to do. Right. I want that to be mine.
Right,
and
for
it will
sure.
be click.
Yeah. I don't know what the, like, if your kid has bought anything unbeknownst to you, but what's the most expensive thing that your kid has bought that you weren't aware of?
And did you keep it? Did they have good taste?
Yeah. 502-571-9970. Billie Eilish now on DJ. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Short work week this week, so that's exciting, right? Today. Meteorologist Brian Good over at Wave 3 News storm tracking team. Partly cloudy, 94 your high. So pretty hot and sticky today.
That's
tomorrow, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Wednesday, the 3rd, scattered thunderstorms are possible. And then for your 4th, possibly thunderstorms in the area. So just kind of keep that in mind as you're looking ahead this week. If you're traveling this week, I love the fact that Courier Journal tweeted out the best bathrooms to hit if you're driving anywhere.
Yes, that's important information.
Yeah,
important information. I'd like decent bathrooms.
We talked about driving sweats you get when you get that.
Yeah, so you are traveling. If you're in Kentucky, Pilot gas stations apparently have the best bathrooms.
Nice.
So
they are pretty clean.
In Indiana, you should look for a Casey's General Store. Those have the best bathrooms. Hmm. So if you're going to stop and fill up, know that, you know, you can stop off and experience a clean bathroom, I guess.
Who are these bathroom critics, by the way?
I know.
Is there like a person that's going around and their only job is to visit all these like rest stop bathrooms, gas station bathrooms and ranking them?
I see them with a white glove,
that's
like
quite a
running
gig.
Running their finger along the toilet rim going.
They just did a survey of people that have stopped in these places. All right.
If you're headed up to Ohio, Sheetz. Is the best bathrooms there in Ohio?
Never heard of that.
Sheetz, yeah,
right.
it's a bathroom place. Sheetz.
Let's head south.
Tennessee.
I want to go to Florida.
Tennessee, you're going to Speedway. To Florida, best bathrooms, according to this article the Courier Journal put out. Wawa. Oh gosh.
Wawa?
Yes.
Have you never heard of a Wawa?
I've never heard of a Wawa.
Oh yeah.
It's everything in one place. It's
I was
going to
say. Cat knows because she grew up in Florida, but I've experienced the Wawa before too. My mom lives in Florida, and
is it a gas station / convenience store?
Yes.
Is it only a Florida thing?
It's a Florida like, and I think it's an East Coast thing too.
Oh.
I think there's some on the East Coast, but us around here don't understand what Wawa is all about.
Well, Wawa is where it's at.
Yeah, you can get a sandwich. You can get yourself some gas.
More than a sandwich.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's like a whole restaurant.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You go in and it looks just like a gas station that's maybe like two or three times the size. And then you walk up to what looks just like a small little counter you'd get maybe like, I don't know, a sandwich at. And then there's a whole like computer menu full of different options like quesadillas.
Okay.
Yeah, different burgers. And they'll make it for you right there.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. Like, but there so are many options.
Many gas stations I've been through, like Love's and stuff like that. They have like a Subway in there or other like decent sandwich shops, and this is way better than that.
Yeah, this is better. I would say so. And,
Emily texted saying they're meatball experience, subs,
and you're going to experience a better bathroom.
Great.
More importantly,
that's really what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
we need the sparkling clean loo. Yeah. The Wawa loo.
The Wawa. So there you go.
Yeah.
If you're headed out traveling this week, know that there are certain places that you should make sure you hit.
All right. I'm going to plan my trip based on the bathroom stops.
Yeah. Well. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer. We are wrapping up Taylor Swift, New York City. Private musical event in New York City.
In the next couple of days, a surprise will happen.
Yeah, someone is going to get gifted the knowledge that they are going to be whisked away to New York City.
We are
going to
descend upon someone in their home, workplace, wherever they say they're going to be.
Yep, for sure. So that is all going to go down. Last opportunity to get those entries in today on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. And go ahead and say that this winds up being a feel good.
Uh-oh. So it's a rocky start?
Package thieves in Pierce County broke the heart of a special little boy awaiting brain surgery in Delaware.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Some thieves went and it was like, you know, the package thieves is what they said. They
have porch pirates.
Yep. They run up to a house, grab the package, leave.
The package they stole from an Edgewood porch contained the child's prized possessions.
WWE belt.
This is the worst.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. They learned about this on Facebook. So the parents kind of got on Facebook and was like, you know, this is kind of sad because.
Yeah, as they do.
This belt was intended for his upcoming brain surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, whoa.
So like I said, this turns into a feel good.
Okay, let's get there.
Yeah.
Let's get there right now.
The Porch Pirates returned the belt.
So, it just mysteriously reappeared?
Yep. With a note.
Oh, a note.
A 4-page note.
Oh, gosh.
That's a nice
said
apology.
Something like, never in a million years would I have expected I would have stolen from a sick 5-year-old. I have a 6-year-old myself, and I'm ashamed of what I did. And then the letter explained that they're struggling from drugs and homelessness, and they were just trying to make a quick dollar. And they didn't realize kind of like what they were doing.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Such insight as to the motivation behind someone that would do that.
So there you go.
That's
like
amazing.
I said, it started off not a feel good.
Yes.
Kind of turned into a feel good, but yet yeah.
It's a feel good with an asterisk.
Yes, for sure.
Like I'm glad they decided to come to terms with doing the right thing. But wow.
I know.
I mean, to own up with the letter is like, that's kind of tough. Like, good for them.
Absolutely. Well,
so we hope.
Yeah.
Again,
it feels weird saying that, but I'm glad they decided to do the right thing and return it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Let's hope they're not doing that despite their rough circumstances.
Right. That is your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford there on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Quick sports news. Sports. Women's World Cup action. Megan Rapinoe, everybody's talking about her because of her 2 goals against France, giving the U.S. another win in the World Cup tournament. Of course, France vying to become the first nation to simultaneously hold the men's and women's World Cup trophies. And maybe you didn't know this, but you saw memes over the weekend of Megan kind of standing with her arms and like everybody
all
was
praise to me.
Well, everybody was using that as like the the basis for a meme when it's like, you know, when I get my inbox down to 10 emails,
Sure.
You know, yes. when I when I find an extra French fry in the bottom of the bag, you awesome. Know, I mean,
it's like arms in the air celebrating.
Oh,
anything.
For sure.
All yes. little victories. Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Obviously, that not necessarily a little victory. That is a huge victory for the United States as they vie to get their World Cup victory. They have to face England tomorrow in the semifinals. So that's going to be a pretty big hurdle for them to jump over. But
do they have a female David Beckham?
It's Megan.
On the UK's team?
Oh, on the UK's team?
I'm just asking.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, they had a, you know, that country gave us David Beckham. So do they have like a female version of David Beckham?
I don't think Victoria Beckham plays soccer.
That's where you're going to.
Your English soccer knowledge just goes back to like...
That's the extent of it.
David Beckham.
David Beckham!
So there you go. Quick sports update for you there. The United States Women's World Cup. They are going to face England, who's number three in the semifinals tomorrow.
Okay, just let me know when it's all over and if they win the big trophy. That's all I need to know.
Okay. And that's your sports! 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Or you can always get us on your Alexa device. Just say, hey, Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio there. You can listen back to the dramatic Can't Beat Kelly that took place just a couple hours ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So listen to the drama unfold on Can't Beat Kelly up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Today in the building, it's Bring Your Dog to Work Day. And I was going to bring Fiona, my big red mutt of a dog.
Yeah.
Your daughter.
And yes. And this morning, as I was getting ready to leave for work, and, you know, we get up early. We leave early to come here to do the show. She gets up as I do. She kind of like just stares at me.
She's like, oh, are you crazy? I'm not going anywhere with you.
In my mind, that's exactly what she was saying.
Sure. So I take a shower. I come out and I even ask her. I go to the couch and to which she's gone and laid down on the couch. And I'm like, hey, Fiona, you want to come with me?
I'm not going to go anywhere with you. I'm going to stay right here on the couch, Dad.
Yeah, that's very similar to what she said.
Thank you.
She lifts up her head only long enough to wait for me to finish my sentence, and then she lays it back down.
That's my answer.
I was like, all right.
My answer's nope.
Well, then I guess you're just going to stay here.
See, my dogs, they sleep in our big walk-in closet because they're real loud sleepers. They're pugs, for crying out loud. So sure. I am not going to sneak in there, try not to wake my husband, to try to get those little crazy fur balls awake, and then try to get them in. No, because... Piper, the youngest, she's 4 months. She still needs many, many, many potty breaks. I don't want to be scooping up accidents. She peed on me last night.
Wow, I think that's good luck. I think that's good luck.
Like we have not licked the potty training thing yet, so I wasn't going to unleash that on the building. Ooh. We don't need that. These floors don't get cleaned often enough.
Nearly enough.
For all of that.
Right. All right. So on Take Your Dog to Work Day, Kelly and I are dogless. I'm at a party at a city with a sun on set. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and congratulations again to Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas for getting married, this time in France. And I say again because remember after the Billboard Music Awards?
They eloped.
Yeah, they eloped in Vegas there.
So that's the legal marriage right there, but they were doing the ceremony so the families could be there this time.
Yeah. And
Dr. Phil, apparently.
It was funny because Diplo actually posted something on Instagram. It was like, because Diplo famously
live streamed the elopement on like a Snapchat or something.
Right. So Diplo posts on Instagram a picture of him leaving the reception. Was like, this is the only photograph I could get. They made me confiscate my phone on entry.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, you were already a previous offender.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is Diplo like their BFF and Dr. Phil and all these
people? I don't know. There's some random people.
There were a bunch of people. Well, and I guess Dr. Phil, a listener texted us and was like, Sophie Turner had gone on Dr. Phil to kind of talk about her anxiety and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
that's the connection.
Yeah, there's a connection.
I was wondering where that was.
And then they became homies.
For sure. So congrats again to Sophie and Joe. Of course, all this week, the DJX All Access Summer is Bonus Jonas. You already heard it this morning. Love Bug. Flashing back to like 2008 for you.
Sure.
I know.
Following up Sucker.
So when you hear back-to-back Jonas Brothers songs, you can get in to win at WDJX.com.
Here's the key. We're going to give you a word every time that happens.
Yep.
And that is what you have to enter into the website. So, yeah, just be listening. We're going to tell you exactly what it is.
Yep. Tickets, hotel, and their album for their show in Cincinnati, September 11th. So that's pretty cool. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you.